haven't done in a while, but, you know, did it in the preseason. Felt good to get back out there. And the biggest thing, just having ball security and just giving the offense the best field position if we have opportunity.
CJ, do you mind doing it?
I mean, I'd have done it before, so it ain't nothing new to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like second nature, really. We'll have a game plan going in, how far we'll be deep in the end zone. I mean, like I said, the biggest thing back there is just making smart decisions. I got an offer turning with, you know, Frank and, you know, the mother guys, and trust them. If they hold me in, you just take a knee because you trust their judgment. Because once the ball in there, you don't realize how far you're backing up. Or obviously, if he kick it out the end zone, then that's different. But, you know, nothing different mindset-wise, but besides just make a great decision.
They took the fun out of it, don't you think?
I mean, they're trying to get rid of it. Like I said, kick return, that's a huge momentum swing, you know, because their offense can go down and, you know, put a great drive and score. And then obviously if your kick return team go out there and, you know, get a good return or even take it to the house, you know, the swing is momentum back. And, you know, that's why, you know, that I love doing it, and that's why I love watching it, because just because of the momentum that it brings.
Maybe a better question that what I should have asked is, do you worry about the wear and tear in your body? Because you're such a big part of the offense. Do you worry about more wear and tear in your body?
Not at all. I do a great job of taking care of my body, getting in the cold tub, getting the massages. So I'm not really worried about, you know, wear and tear at all. I'm young. Got a long while before I'll be having some wear and tear.
Is it kind of strange to go back?
Whose idea was it to have you start at kick return?
I guess the coaches.
Is it kind of strange to go back after establishing yourself on offense to kick return? I mean, normally, sometimes it's up and coming guys that do it. You've established yourself on offense, and now you're going back to where
It all begins. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the coaches want to put as many playmakers out there, and not saying that the other guys weren't playmakers. I guess they just felt comfortable with me being back there. They know I'd have done it for a while. I'd have done it, you know, like I say, for a full year. So, like I said, I feel comfortable doing it. It's nothing foreign to me. The biggest thing is just making great decisions. And once you get that first one, it kind of you kind of feel excited. And then now you're back to like, all right, you still got it. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about the opportunity. You know, you're going to make the best of it. But like I say, we got other great returners that, you know, if I do need, you know, I guess you say a blow, if I'd have played a bunch of series on offense, we can always plug Marquise back there, and, you know, he can, we know what he can do with it.
Do you think they moved Marquise out of the starting spot because he kind of got dinged up a couple times returning kicks over
the last year? Be honest, I have no idea. You know, I don't sit in on them coaches' meetings, so, you know, I don't know what the reasoning was. You know, they just came to me, and, you know, obviously I seen the depth chart, and, you know, you go with it. I don't know what the reason was behind it. Like I say, one thing you can just go by is that, you know, they like to put the best 11 out there. Not saying that Marquise not a best 11, but, you know, that was their decision, and that's what we have to live with.